I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Don't mind me. I'll just be over here learning stuff.
Oh, man. Mind blown right now.
Oh, my gosh. It's Hannah and Raven.
I can't believe you didn't know it in the first place.
Earlier, during All I Need to Know About You, we got a text message that says, if you pull up to the wrong side of the gas pump more than once in the same trip, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
And I was saying that sometimes that happens to me because despite the fact that my husband and I drive the same brand of car, his gas tank is on a different side than my gas tank.
Right.
So sometimes I just keep getting confused and I'm reversing in and out and then I'm on the same side. And then this phone call came.
Yeah, good morning. This one's for Anna. If I pull you up to the wrong side of the pump, if you look at your dashboard by the gas gauge, there's a little
app. Oh, no. She
tries the doors on.
Yeah, no, she's aware of that. She just doesn't respect the instructions.
What does it do?
So if you look at your gas tank indicator in the car in the dashboard, there's an arrow.
No, there's not.
Yes.
No,
you didn't know that?
No.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought she knew that. I'm
sorry. Wait a minute. If I knew that, then I wouldn't make the same mistake.
There's an arrow. It's in pretty much every... I think it's in every car.
There's no way.
Yes. And it illuminates if you turn your lights on.
I Googled. Turns out you're right.
Yeah.
There is... Yeah. There's a... The gas light...
It's totally there.
There's
we also learned that you're a backer into, too. You won't go the line the way the gas station tells you to go. You'll back right into it. So, I mean, by chance, you're probably still going to screw this up here, but yes.
I can't believe I'm the only one that didn't know that. I feel like other people have to not know that there's actually an arrow that points to what side the gas tank is on.
Well, I think that the first time you discover it or look at it, you don't see it. Mm. You know what I mean? Because you just look past it and you're like, okay, yes, I understand that that's the fuel gauge and that's where I look to know how much gas I got. But no, it's not an arrow going, look here. Mm-hmm. It's an arrow saying your gas tank's over there.
Other things I just learned when I Googled about this.
What did you get?
About cars. One.
Yeah.
You know that exclamation mark that looks like it's in a parentheses that comes on?
Yes, that's...
You know what that is?
Yes, it's for your tire inflation.
I had no idea. That means there's something wrong with your tires. The tire pressure.
How long has it been on in your car?
I don't know. Sometimes it comes on and then it goes off.
Yeah, that's it. Cold and hot. That's a typical, this region of the country thing.
I thought it was telling me that maybe I was driving too fast. Like I didn't slow down.
Right, slow down. Your tires are holding on for dear life.
I didn't know anything to do with tires.
What else?
Also, let's see. The snowflake. If there's a little snowflake over there.
Okay, what's that? It's icy conditions,
it
right?
Means, yeah, I just thought it meant to let you know that it was snowing, like your climate.
Right.
Like
it's cold out there.
Yeah,
right.
Like it's cold.
I mean, if you couldn't see the snow, here's an update from your car.
I had no idea that actually was supposed to let you know that the hazardous road conditions. Hold on.
You printed a list?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
This is...
All right,
if you're
what
not
else?
A car person, you don't know this stuff.
What else?
The ABS, where it says ABS, nothing to do with abs.
No.
Nothing.
No.
No, it says anti-lock braking system.
Yeah, I mean, if all these lights are on in your car, you've got some serious issues. You should bring your car in for service.
No, they come every once in a while. They don't come all the time. And then they come on and then they go away, so I figure it's not a big deal.
When it comes on, I would go, well, that's probably because you're stepping on it and it's activating. But if it comes on and stays on while you're driving, you should definitely go. What else you got?
The grab handle. This I did know. You know how there's like
that's for hanging my shirt.
Right. Well, actually, do you know the real reason why there's grab handles? And this I knew because my grandmother has a walker. It's to help people in wheelchairs get in and out.
Well, I didn't know it was wheelchairs. I just thought it was, I'm older. You know, sometimes certain cars are harder to get in and out of already.
And what I didn't know that I actually am learning because I'm shopping for a new car right now is that, and this is on the list too, is that most cars now have secret storage. I don't know where the secret storage is in my car, but I feel like we shouldn't be telling people this.
That their secret storage?
Right, because then the robbers
then
are
going to learn where the secret storage is.
So if I'm hiding things in my secret storage.
Yeah, if I have secret storage in my car, I'm just not even aware, to be honest
with
you.
Me neither.
See that?
See? You don't know something too. After the show, we're going to go down to our cars and we're going to find our secret storage and then we're going to hide in there.
I don't think it's like a panic room. I think you've got that part backwards. But I'm glad that you learned something.
I know. My gosh.